Hey. Whoa. It's Thursday. That means it's episode 36, boys and girls. We're Woo-hoo. Back. I'm actually not with Sophie today. Sophie's not in this episode because she had some work situations going on. She had to get training in. She's working for Barry's. She's getting all ready to go. And I have a special someone here, but I'll tell you who that is later. You might have seen on her story. You might know already who it is, but we're going to have fun today. Before any of that, let me do some little, you know, housekeeping situations. Welcome back to Straight Candid Podcast, where we take pride in saying the wrong thing, drinking too much caffeine, and talking too fast. Here at Straight Candid, we live unfiltered, no edits, deletes, or drag and drops. Just two Minneapolis gals who hit record and keep it candid. Let's get into it. All right, you guys, few housekeepings before we even get started. Boat episode coming up. We're still doing it. We have decided August 8th is the day we go live. We go on the lake. We're going on Lake Minnetonka. We're doing a podcast live from the water, brought to you by Bud Light Seltzers. It's going to be so fucking fun. Get there if you can. Get on the water. If you can't, we'll come to probably the Excelsior dock. We'll throw seltzers out. We're going to have free seltzers for everybody we see. And honestly, if you have a funny straight candid moment and you've been dying to share, but you don't have the courage to do it, I encourage you to fucking do it, because if it's good, you're coming on the boat with us. So get your freaking things in there. Tell the story. It's fun, you guys. Like, it's fun to be embarrassed, I think. But maybe that's because I have a podcast and I literally have no filter. So I'm not really sure about that. But other housekeeping thing is merch officially is being launched. That is fucking right. We have a sample coming. I cannot even tell you how hyped up we are. We get to see the sample, touch it in our hands, see if it's good enough, because if it's not good enough for you guys, we're not selling it. And that's why we are waiting so long and it's been taking so long, but because we want to love it before we give it to you. So without further ado, guess who's fucking here with me? Taylor K, Woo-hoo! My sister. My little sister.
I'm so excited.
Oh, Kermit.
We talk in Kermit Hello. Voices. That's something we probably shouldn't do, but we do it all the time. Tay is my younger sister. She goes to the U currently. I'll let you give a little spiel of who you are actually right now. Why don't you do that? Okay. Say who you are.
I'm Taylor. I am 20 years old. I am Sydney's sister and only sister. There we go.
Yeah.
I go to the University of Minnesota and I'm a junior. And I'm probably a day one straight candid listener.
Yeah, you are.
I am like always, I listen to every single episode, and not just because you're my sister, but because I actually really like it. And I listen right away. And it's just like the best. I love it.
She's
and it's
the
first podcast that I got into.
She's my rock, you guys. Like, she is 3.5 years younger than me. She's my biggest cheerleader. You know, we're California dreaming. We want to end up in California together within a few years and live there together. But truly, truly, she is my best friend. I've got my best friends who are like my sisters, who are my girlfriends. You know who you are, but this is my best friend and my sister. So you get two in one. She's the biggest supporter and I'm the biggest supporter of her. But really what we wanted to do today is talk about divorce, because we've lived through it as siblings and we haven't talked about divorce yet. We wanted to talk about the dynamics of being older and younger, and also just how to get through hardships with family and different things that you've been through that make you you, and also just funny shit that I've made her do and that we do together, because,
oh no.
Oh God. Yeah. I've got some fucking good stories, and, no, we just want to have fun with it. But, Taylor literally is the day one. You know, when would you say we started becoming close? Like, how old were we?
I would say, probably when I went to Iowa State.
Yeah, college.
Like, yeah, college.
When you went to college, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say so too. So like 3 years ago, we got like super close. We've always been close, but it's a different level of close where you're like, oh shit, that's actually like one of my best friends. No. You know what I mean? Like, I actually tell you everything.
Yeah, because I feel like we became each other's, amongst our other friends, each other's best friends.
Yeah, I agree.
Like during that time.
I think probably too, yeah, because you were transitioning and you were in a different life. And yeah. I've seen you, or I've gone through it, and then I saw you go to college. And it's weird when you see your little person, that little person that was in a diaper, like growing up. And I mean, I bet you can say the same thing. Yeah. Is like, you probably remember me as an annoying bitchy teenager who would like, or the guy, I say guy because I actually was like basically a boy, wearing like shorts that were from Target in the men's section and buying a little like swim shirt
for shorts.
Tell that story.
We were at Kohl's and Sydney was into dressing like a boy, which is, that's cool. I don't care. But she decided she wanted to only wear boxers. And then she, I thought that this I was going to be like, copy you, but I legit was like a very girly girl growing up. So I just let you do you. And I was like, okay, I don't really care. It never fazed me. You were just always a little tomboy.
Do you remember when we went to grandma's house? I have to tell this story. And it was actually, it was Halloween. And we went to my grandma's house. She dressed up, I think, as like something cute. And I dressed up as like a rapper.
Yeah.
Like rapper, not really, but I was like a skater boy, whatever. And grandma's friend asked grandma
if you're a boy,
how old her grandson was.
Yes.
I'm like,
I mean, it makes sense.
Oh my God. And I go, I'm a girl. And she's like, oh, oh my God, sorry, sweetie. Like, even on Halloween, you couldn't really tell that I was actually a girl.
No.
Like, I went balls to the wall.
And that lasted for a while.
Yeah,
but I never thought twice of it. I thought it was normal.
Thank God you didn't freaking, like, repeat the, like, silly thing.
I don't want to wear boxers.
Oh my God. When I look at Taylor, I think of the specific moment when literally she was running around without a diaper and pooped on the floor. I'm not kidding. You did. We were taking a bath together. I stopped taking baths with you.
Because.
Tell that, because that's messed up.
Okay. This is just like people peeing in the pool. Don't even act like you don't do it. Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
First of all, I used to, we would take baths together, which is, that's a little sus if you ask me. I'm not going to lie. I don't know if other siblings do that, but I think that's a little weird looking back at it. But we used to take baths together and I would, when the water was hot, I'd pee a little. Like,
I hate this. I hate hearing
it. I wasn't trying to do it on purpose or to make you gross out, but then you found out when I let a little turd slip
in the pool, or
Sydney jumped out of the bathtub and was like, I'm never fucking taking a, not, you didn't say fucking because you were like eight,
swore at 8 years old,
like, you were like, I'm never taking a bath with her again, like, you were so mad at me.
Ew, ew.
And that was an accident.
Okay, that you pushed out. Yeah, an accident that you pushed out. And no, if you're in the bath wanting to get clean, like, you, no, like, you don't want pee floating around you. You don't want a little turd.
Do you remember?
I was so mad.
We used to do the little slide down the legs.
Oh, yeah. We create a slide down our legs.
We go, wee.
It was so fun. It's kind of scary looking at her now that she's, like, older and in college and, like, actually can do everything that I can do because we're so similar. It freaks me out.
Really
like,
scary.
I look at you and you're, like, your mannerisms. So creepy.
I don't like it.
No, but really, the importance of being real on the podcast and the reason I was like, hell yeah, I'll have my sister on is because she's as real as I am. We're very real with each other. She's the only person that can keep it real with me. Like, one time we were over eating at Jordan's recently and I was fucking pissed at Jordan. I don't know why. He probably didn't do anything, honestly. But like, Taylor looked at me and I was getting really mad and I was just getting let in that irritation, like, build up with my significant other. And she looked at me and she goes, you need to calm it down. You can talk about it later, but you need to calm it down.
Pipe down.
And anyone else says that to me, I would honestly probably throw a hand. But only my sister.
I remember your eyes. You were like, really? I need to stop? And I was like, yeah.
Because you're like only one of the only opinions that actually matter to me. And we've been teams since day one. Like, we really have, even though we gotten close recently. But what we really wanted to talk about on here, because it's something that we haven't talked about on Straight Candid at all, is divorce. Mm-hmm. Taylor and I have divorced parents and we're completely, completely blessed, wouldn't you say?
Yes. Oh my gosh, yes.
Because they're honestly their best friends still. And we're lucky for that, even with all the things that we've been through. And we're not going to throw anybody under the bus, but we want to talk about it and be real with you, because I would say my relationship with my mom is still better than my relationship with my dad.
Oh, 100%.
Don't you think?
I think I grew up as a mama's girl, like, in the toddler stages, but then I became a daddy's girl and then it went back.
Yeah, you did. You did become a daddy's girl
because,
for a little bit.
Sorry, I keep forgetting.
You're fine.
But no, I think we both have a really strong relationship with mom, like, where she's our number one, and then dad, we want more with him, but that's just, like, not there yet.
Something changed when the divorce happened. So I'll talk about, so my age when the divorce happened, let's think. I was just about to get my license, so I must have been a sophomore in high school.
And that's, think about, you were at a huge, like, milestone, and I was at, like...
Yeah, how old are you then?
I was
sixth grade.
I remember I was like, I'm going into middle school. Are you kidding me? I'm leaving fifth grade and they're doing this.
Oh,
I
yeah,
it was
that's
the end
right.
of the world. I was going into middle school. It was horrible.
It was, I remember that. But we found out, basically, and I mean, this is probably more detail than that's necessary, but I want people to, like, come along for the ride and the journey of it all, and hopefully it'll help you relate and help find feelings that were, you know, down, deep down, that you're not even, like, addressing. We found out, we came back to the house. I remember it was a summer day. It was amazing. It was actually July 4th. So 4th of July. So anniversary of it was a few days ago, which is kind of crazy.
It's weird. I don't remember that it was July 4th, but now I do.
Yeah, now you do, right? Because it was sunny in summer. We lived on a lake. It was the best thing. The one thing that I bonded with my dad about the most was like going out on the lake. And I remember I went upstairs and my parents were fighting and they never fought in front of us like ever. We got really lucky about that. Yeah. And my mom was crying and I was like, holy shit. And my mom's like the strongest person I know. And I'm, you know, mind you, I'm 15 probably. And I was like, what the heck is going on? And my mom's like, do you want to tell them? Do you want to tell them?
Yep.
And I was like, what? And so we came downstairs and my dad was like, I'm moving out. It's done. We're getting divorced. And honestly, what was weird is I didn't cry or even react because I think I already knew what was happening.
And that's the difference between me and Sid in that moment and definitely the age gap of that, because we both were so shocked horrible. When we heard like the fighting, because they would never do that in front of us. And I remember our house was three stories and we ran all the way up to the third floor to see what was the commotion. And I remember when they sat us down on the couch, I was so shocked. I like thought my life was ending.
No, basically. I know. Taylor was so hurt.
And I was literally felt almost betrayed by both of them. And I know I felt like dad was a little, he felt really, you could see how hard it was to tell us that.
Yeah.
Which is really hard.
And he already isn't very good with emotions anyway. Like, it's not like we were like told.
He gets a little eye twitch. I love you
so much. And like, yeah, he does a little twitch with his mouth and his eyes because he gets nervous.
Yeah.
No, it was fucking, I mean, it's hard. It's divorce. Like it depending, no matter how you find out. I think the reason though, that it wasn't such a shock to me is when I was in sixth grade. So 4 years before it actually happened, I remember I was walking up my middle school stairs and my friend was talking to me and my parents had been, I could probably subconsciously tell that they were in a rocky place, but I didn't actually know what that meant. And, I remember my friend at the time was like, are your parents getting a divorce at school? And they're like, she's like, my mom told me that. And because your mom told her that. Or like, yeah. And so I was like, what? And I just started bawling, I remember. And I was so distraught. And I think that's when I started separating and internalizing my feelings, because it was like, oh, what am I going to go? I'm what, 10 year or 11, how old are you in fifth or sixth grade? 12?
I don't know.
11 or 12, right? What am I going to go tell my mom? Hi, a girl at school told me you guys are getting divorced. Is that true? Like, no, you don't have the balls when you're 11 years old.
You're like, what the fuck?
So I just think it messed with our heads. But what was really hard in high school, and I want you to talk about what it was like for you, is, I mean, at that moment, first of all, like everything changes. We lose our house because my mom can't live in the house alone because it's too much money and too much upkeep. My dad moves into this like weird bachelor pad that I'm like, what the fuck? The pillows are just creepy. The first time we went there,
I refused. I stood at the driveway and I remember I crossed my arms and I'm like, I'm not fucking going in here.
They raised two independent girls. Yes. Like that's their
bad. I remember I was like, I'm on mom's team and I'm not going into this little shitter.
We should talk about that though, because the team's piece is like really tough. Like, I don't even know where to start. Like you hear things from one side that are true or so, you know, you assume are true and they vent to you. Like my mom would vent to us and it was hard because especially to me being older, she wanted advice from me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what am I supposed to give you? Like I'm young. Like I don't know what to do. And then of course, like now I'm wreaking the havoc of it because I'm not as close to my dad because I pushed him away because I saw he was hurting my mom and saw the things that he was quote unquote doing. And like, it was really tough. And then my dad would buy us stuff that we didn't want and we knew he didn't have money. So it was like even more hurtful because you felt like I'm so upset with you.
Our
affection.
Happiness back or something. Cause he would take us to Lulu and he'd be like, oh, you can go and pick out stuff, honey. Like almost pushing me when I didn't even want something.
Yeah.
But like, it didn't feel right. And I remember I felt bad too. And I still was like, okay, I'll take this shit. But I was like, hey, but I still was like, this is not changing anything. Like I'm still super sad and also very mad at him.
Yeah. I mean, we were pissed. Like I was pissed. I didn't even talk to him for like, probably 4 months after the divorce. And I remember I texted him, the first text that I sent him before we like didn't really talk was, I'm trying to remember how I said it, but I was like, or I guess it was 4 months after when I wanted to rekindle it. And I was like, I want you to dance with me at my wedding. And right now you are a stranger to me. And like, I know for a fact that hit him so fucking deep, but that's genuinely how I felt. Like I felt he pushed us away because he didn't know how to deal with feelings and emotions. And that's how kind of both of our parents are. So when he was hurting, he pushed us away. And when our mom was hurting, she vented, and we carried that shit all the time. Like every day at school, I knew exactly how much money my dad, owed my mom, how much money he spent of her money, how much money, like how tight we were this month. Like all of a sudden we went from having everything to like nothing all
and
at once.
And not even to get into the money, because that's too, like, yeah, honestly, detailed. Too personal.
No, I wouldn't go any deeper than that.
Like that was a huge effect. And honestly, even though it sucked and we were constantly thinking about it for a while. And I remember I was like, just that was always on my mind with school things or anything, like that helped us to be better spenders. Like,
oh yeah.
Because now I know the true value of money, and I know that like how hard mom and dad work for it and all that stuff. And I feel like some kids don't know that.
Yeah, you get to learn a lot really fucking fast. And it's tough. Like no family gatherings were together anymore. Like we're lucky now that our parents are friends and our families reaccepted them on each side. But like at first it was like, I don't want to talk to your dad. Like we'd hear our aunts say stuff. We'd hear everybody say stuff like, how's your mom? Yeah. You know what? Their drama is just too much for me. It's like, what the hell? I'm a kid. Like,
and I did not want to deal with it.
No. And I was holding a straight face for you, which I didn't even really realize.
Cause I thought you didn't care at all. I thought you were just some teenager that was like, oh, I'm going to high school. I don't give a fuck if our parents are getting a divorce.
Oh my God. But no, I did not
like,
think that way.
And cause you're getting your license, you can drive away. I was I'm stuck here. I'm a little baby. And I was so sad about it. But I kind of looked to you and I was like, okay, well, you're not really affected by it, which you probably were, but I couldn't see that. And I was like, okay, I need to like let myself just get over this and just live my life and not focus on mom and dad's drama.
Yeah, you need to live your life.
Yeah.
But you were stuck there and I felt more
for
bad
a while,
about that.
Yeah.
But it was weird. Like we didn't get like, I don't know, I wouldn't say like punished or anything. We didn't like really get in trouble after that. Like I got in trouble when I came home too late, but my mom would just say like, I'm disappointed in you. And that was enough. So it was weird. It's like this respect built for my mom, but like lesson for my dad, which was really fucking hard. And we're still continuing to build that relationship, which is hard.
Yeah.
But I will say you're not alone if people are talking about you, especially in high school, or have talked about you when the divorce happened, because let me just tell you, Taylor hasn't heard all this, I don't think, but there was rumors that started coming out about my dad like right after the divorce, and they said that like my dad was gay and they saw him having a boyfriend, and it was probably because my dad's a jokester and he calls his best friend Jeff
his boyfriend Jeffy.
But like people called my dad gay like in school when like it wasn't even as accepted as it is right now, and I had no problem with it, but people had problems with it.
I had no clue.
And one girl, I remember we're getting ready to go to prom, and this is the other piece, because our house did not get foreclosed, but we did have to leave it because it was too much money for my mom. And I completely understand that. It was like after the recession, it was like craziness. And the girl was like, oh, talking to my other friend. And she's like, yeah, I was going to say these shoes are really cute for Sydney. They were at Steve Madden, but she can't afford them. Her house got foreclosed. And that like started going around, and like people were calling me like poor. And when, first of all, ew, like we went to Chanhassen, like chill out. Yeah, exactly. Like that's such a, like, it's so gross when you're little and people are talking about being poor and like how it matters. But yeah, it was fucking hard, and it's hard. But really what happens is you become even more independent and you grow up way faster and you hold your shit together. And because of people like Taylor, like I couldn't mess up because I had this person underneath me, and you set a good example, because if you fuck up, you're welcoming a fuck up for the person underneath you. And that was not going to fly with me.
I think I learned the biggest thing with divorces, and it took me literally like from middle school until like freshman year of high school, that you have the ability to react to things and you're in full control of it. And so I can't control my parents getting a divorce, so I don't need to obsess over it. Because I remember for a while I was literally trying to force them back together, and spread them apart even farther. And finally when I accepted that you can't control everything in life, then I was like, I finally one day just like didn't care anymore.
That's kind of what the beautiful thing is like when you realize that you can't control it, also that they're probably happier separate. Like that's what really hit me. I was like, they're not happy together. Like they're not, it's, that's not supposed to work. they tried to work it out. Like there was effort from one side to go to therapy and not the other. Like, and then you sit there and you think about your own relationships and how that affects you. And it's like, would I ever tolerate if somebody wasn't giving an effort to me? No.
No.
Why would you tolerate that? That's not good. Like, we're way too independent, way too strong. And it built that because we saw our mom go through this shitty divorce and also my dad, but I'm talking about like women empowerment right now.
Yeah.
And
yeah. Yeah. Hey, yeah. Oh, here we go.
And it's just like, you see this queen and she's still working and she can still buy a new house and she still puts a fucking food on the table and she gets a new job and she is powerful and you're
and
like,
she don't need no man.
You don't need no man. You're like, oh, okay.
Girl.
Stop. You're a copier. We're kind of similar. It's creeping me out. But honestly, we have to tell the story of, what did we call him?
No.
Should we not call him that?
No.
Well, no, who's going to know who it is?
Hairy penis?
Yeah, we called him a hairy penis. My mom went on a date with this guy. Ew. I was so mad.
No.
You know when your parents start dating, and if your parents are divorced, you know this fucking feeling. And you're like, ew. Anyone but my dad? Gross. And he came in the house and
remember,
I was like.
No, the first time you happened, lucky you were gone.
I probably did that on purpose. You think that
there was
like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I remember my mom's like, or our mom, sorry. She was like, oh, Sid your will mom. Probably be home. Like, I don't know, you're at a party or something. And I had to meet him. And I remember when he said, I don't own a TV. I was like. Get out. I don't like you. Get out.
He was that's the only thing you could think of because you were young, probably.
I know,
you're like, oh, he doesn't have a TV.
But I couldn't think of anything to like have in common with him. I was like, what are you doing, mom? Like,
and he's sitting on our couch. Imagine having a new man in your house.
Don't. Like, and he was petting Bentley. He was obsessed with Bentley. And I was like, do not
that's
touch
our old
my
dog.
Best friend. That's my buddy.
Taylor, you go, mm-mm. I can see you with your little fucking finger. Shake, shake, shake. Wait, speaking of hairy penis, we should probably do this now because it's the perfect transition. Oh, baby, this is perfect. That's everything we need. Go ahead,
hey,
Taylor.
Ladies, the sun's out, so that means buns are out, and it's time for Hot Girl Summer. Is your man ready to join the heat with you? Make sure he has the right tools to look and feel his best. Our friends at Manscaped have him covered. They just launched their fourth generation performance package and their Shears 2.0 nail grooming kit. Perfect for you and your man.
Ooh.
2 million men worldwide trust Manscaped. Have them join them and Manscaped movement by going to manscaped.com for 20% off plus free shipping with the code CANDID20.
Ooh.
This perfect package for his package. Oh, includes the new lawnmower. I thought I was reading that wrong. 4.0. This sleek and very sexy trimmer will change the way men approach their grooming routine forever. The performance package 4.0 also includes the weed whacker.
Weed whacker.
Weed whacker to chop your man's worst weeds up. Top in his nose and ear. Dad needs that. Ever since those flying in the wind, ew, such a turnoff. Men, if you've seen shaving with the same nut trimmer on your face, gross. You've been doing it wrong. Ladies, make it right for you and them with the new lawnmower 4.0.
I'm like crying right now. I have like tear coming out of my eye. Get 20% off plus free shipping with the code CANDID20 at manscaped.com. That's 20% off plus free shipping with code CANDID20 at manscaped.com. Feel sexy this summer with Manscaped. Taylor, Manscaped. God, that was good. Holy shit, that was a good ad read. Oh my God. Oh, Lord have mercy on me. That was hilarious. Well, that was a perfect transition with hairy penis. I will say that. I feel like we've covered a ton about the divorce.
Yeah.
And, you know, going from very serious to like more of a lighter conversation. Is there anything else that you want to say about it that you didn't say? Maybe a piece of advice for people who have gone through it or going through it.
I just think I feel like our family were very lucky. Even though it was extremely hard and whatever, it's hard for anyone. It's not going to be easy. We are very lucky to have such great parents. And the fact that they can still be best friends and we still do family dinners. We went to a trip to California together. Like, that's very,
rare.
That's not normal.
It's
and that's
rare.
Cool that they're that mature and they are like, hey, we have kids together. That's, we're always going to be in each other's lives. That's what we're going to do. And I feel like that now I don't regret anything. I feel like I've learned a lot and we have a really good tight-knit family that's even divorced.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, I guess what it's taught me in relationships has been like worth all of the craziness and knowing that your parent is happier without it, whether or whichever parent. Like, it's hard when you know that someone has done something negative. I'm talking to you guys out there that have these divorced parents, or like you think your parents are going through divorce, or like they're, you know, there's not that dynamic anymore of love. Like, we didn't see love. But like now love is also best friendship. And that's what we see with our parents, like
exactly.
putting everything aside and being friends and hanging out with each other and hanging with us.
Mm-hmm.
But I will say, like, if you're holding on to what a parent has done, like to the other parent, you just have to let it go. Like it's hard, but you do not want to sacrifice a relationship and time that you'll never get back with that person now just because of some mistake that they've made. Like we're all human, and we just learned that our parents were human a lot sooner.
Yeah.
You know, and you grow up and you don't think that your parents are like human because they're like, you know, they're your parents, but you grow and you evolve and yeah, just forgive. You got to forgive and move on and see them as a human too. So that wraps up the little divorce piece. I feel like we hit on a shit ton though. That was really good. God, I feel like that was like healing for me.
Whoa.
Actually, before we even go to all these things, these pieces, I got to tell a few fucking funny stories about Taylor because I make her do, wow, I'm kind of mean, I think. There's a few things that you did though that I'm not even allowed to say. I'm not going to say them.
Well, I already know those.
You know what they are. Yes. But like Taylor was like, absolutely not.
Savage. And anyone would... When you do that and you're little, I was a little devil, a little younger child. And I was like, I could get away with it.
Taylor kicked me in the crotch so hard. It like gave me a purple crotch.
Okay. Well,
like purple
to
crotch.
I don't remember what it was about, but I remember I felt so bad seeing you in pain that I started bawling and I was
I remember that.
Like, what did I do? Like, I didn't mean to. Little kids, when they fight with their siblings, they don't mean to hurt them. It's just like, you're just fighting.
Taylor was a biter. You would bite all the fucking time.
Yeah. You were a pincher.
Would. Yeah. After you bit me. Oh, yeah. I did snake bite. Once you learn that in middle school, you can't go back.
No. That's really bad.
One time. Oh, geez. I feel so bad. Okay. I'm going to tell it. One time I thought it would be hilarious because Taylor was so young that I could make her do anything I wanted. And I was kind of testing that. So I thought, oh, let's tell Taylor to go poop outside in the yard. So I asked Taylor, do you have to poop? And she was like, yeah. And she was young and literally walked out right in the yard. We have a huge open yard, like no like privacy. Like everyone can see everything, all the neighbors. And I go, you have to poop in the yard. It's like a part of this jungle theme. I go, and you have to wipe with a leaf. And I literally found a leaf for her to wipe. This story gets even better.
This is sad that this is true.
This is true. This is straight up true. You guys, I was twisted. She was twisted too, though. And I'm not even going to... I'm being nice. I'm not telling the one that you don't want me to tell. Well, so
that one's funny, but
okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, the story continues. She's pooping in the yard, wiping with a leaf. Our house is for sale. The realtor comes down the driveway in her car as Taylor is pooping in the yard. And I'm standing over her.
But you were telling me to.
And I was still telling her to. And I go, oh my God, oh my God. And I left her in the yard and I ran inside. And I was like, Mom, the realtor's here. And she's like, where's Taylor? And I was like, I don't know. And Taylor's finishing up pooping in the yard and wiping with a leaf while the realtor like is walking out looking at her like, what the F
First
is
of all,
going on?
You did me dirty. Also, I feel like this is younger siblings with older siblings. You do not hesitate to listen to what they have to say. I remember you told me that and I was like, oh, I'll poop in the yard. I don't care. Like I was like, and then you handed me the leaf and I thought it was like, oh, she's being generous. She's giving me like toilet paper out here. Like I thought it was like a nice gesture.
Oh my God.
And then
I love how your little brain works.
I know. And now I look back, I'm like, why the hell would I do that?
I would also like put you in a suitcase and bring you around the house. We did this game where literally Taylor would get in the suitcase and I'd wheel her around the house, spin her around a few times and she'd have to guess what room you'd be in.
But sometimes you'd like go crazy.
Oh yeah, hell yeah. One time I put it down the stairs.
See, you did have
I think
don't
I had something
act
wrong
like
with
you were innocent.
Was something wrong with
I
me?
Know,
I don't
probably.
Know. What did you do to me? Anything?
Like anything mean?
Well, okay, tell the story of when you were like finding Jesus and I was like a teenager.
Oh yeah.
Oh
so,
my God.
Okay, well, that's
Help
because
me.
When you're a little child, you think things are really
okay,
bad.
You weren't little, but yeah, you were little,
well,
but not that little.
When I remember you had a boyfriend, you were in like the high school stage, or were you in high school or middle school?
Maybe it was like freshman year, but yeah, whatever.
Okay. And you had your boyfriend, and I just remember, I just thought you hanging out with you, I was like, oh my God, like you are, I'm going to go to hell. Like, this is not good. I remember when you were so into rap and like, well, we still are, but at the time I was like, oh my God, I felt guilty for listening to rap and I thought like I was gonna get in trouble.
I'd say the word stupid and it would cause a full on breakdown. Like Taylor, oh,
and then
God,
I was a little for a while, I'm not proud of this, I was a tattletale.
You told on I did one thing, like I would like flicker and she would I'm a mom. I'm like, yeah. God, you're annoying. I'd say thong, like the underwear. And Taylor was like, oh my God, you're so gross. So one time I knew that my dad was eating dinner with us and I literally went over to my dad and I go, and I stood by him and I looked at Taylor and she had her weird little underwear line. Sorry, but she did. And she was too old for that.
Whale tail.
Yeah.
Whale tail.
No, you had, like, you were wearing regular underwear and leggings. And I go, Taylor, you need to be wearing a thong or something. And you were like,
no, but then I did. And then once I went through the normal stage of growing up and maturing, then I was like, oh.
And look who likes rap and thongs now. Jesus Christ. I'm trying to think of the other story. You kicked me in the crotch. I already told that. Oh, but having a best friend as a sibling too. Like when we go to our distant relatives events, family events, we have the fucking time. Oh my God, we have fun. Like we'll both like get a little champagne. Like you can feel a little buzz coming on. We're over at our aunt's house or whatever. And we see who can be the weirdest to what relative.
Oh my God, it's so fun.
Oh my God, it is so fun. Like I'll be like, I can't even think of an example. We'll go over to our uncle and be like, hi, Steve. And like just be
and
so
they'll think we're, like the good thing is they think we're serious, but we know we're just literally like we're fucking being hilarious.
Like, yeah, but like we're being so creepy. I know. We'll, like say the weirdest things. I'm like, Taylor, when was the last time you pooped? Like in front of like distant relatives, like not normal, but we just crack up. It's fun to do that.
No, it is.
I'm like, oh my God. Yeah, we do the Kermit voice. But the final funny thing that Taylor and I do together that I just have to share is we lie to our mom.
Oh my God, yes.
And we make up funny stories.
She's the most gullible woman ever. She's so gullible.
Oh my God,
Our best one. And this is so strange. So sorry, everyone.
But how does it start? We usually will go.
We'll go, oh my God, mom, did you hear what happened? And we'll look at each other. But it's the hardest part is when we look at each other, it's really hard not to laugh and you can't break that little stare. So I have to like not look at you and try to like think of a story. And we say our favorite one, which we always bring up to her and she actually believed it
for a while.
I said like, oh my God, I was at Maynard's and I saw my friend's mom and this man and he was tickling her nipple going, woo. And that is so weird.
And then we were like, yeah, she had her nipple out. Like, it was so gross.
They were getting frisky. They were drunk. And our mom was like, oh my God. Like, are you kidding me?
She's like, oh my God, I'm so, that's disturbing. Like, all this stuff. And me and Taylor were like, yeah. That's just you know her.
That was the best part. Just having her believe us was the whole point of it.
We do it all the time now, though. Like, we can't stop. But my mom's always like, are you lying?
Yeah. And we're like, she's a less gullible person.
She's
now.
A little less gullible because we've been poking her buttons. What time are we at, you guys? I feel like we're zipping through. God, we're totally zipping through. I feel like I have so much shit to say. No, but the perks of being an older sibling really is that you get to be at the forefront of doing everything and lead by example. And it's fun, but like you have no guidance from anybody else. And I feel like that's the pro to it is like that I get to just like show Taylor the way in life kind of. And I feel like it's almost like my job. Like you almost take up on this like mother figure role and I have to, but I put a lot of fucking pressure on myself and it's hard to do that. But you being younger sibling, like what are the pros and cons to it? Because there are pros and cons.
First of all, like I feel like for everyone, number one, you kind of paved a path for me and I could see what the opportunities are that are out there, especially with not even high school with sports, but like college, like you joining all these things and like clubs, like I'm like, oh, I need to actually like join things because this is the time to do it.
Yeah.
So it's obviously it's like seeing what you're doing and then taking note of that. I feel like the bad, like a negative could be comparing yourself too much. You almost think the only perception I have is what you have done. So it's like almost hard to go my own route.
Yeah.
Because I always like compare. And I don't really do that now necessarily, but like definitely in the beginning, I compared it and I was like, oh, what did she do? Like, is my way wrong? Like, it was
like
hard.
For like sports and stuff.
Yeah.
Because
I did, I mean, I did lacrosse because you did it. And I wasn't, I mean, it was fun, but like, I'm like, I don't really care. Hockey definitely like was our family's a big hockey family. So that was fun for a while. But I remember when I was getting older, like becoming a teen, I was like, I was only doing it because you did it. And I was like, I actually don't really care about this as much as I thought I did. So then I got into working out in high school, and I was like, this is my thing. I like being doing this in my own routine
instead of doing sports. Yeah. Yeah, I know. I hated that that was like how you felt, because I don't want you to be me.
And it was almost, I feel like other people can relate to this. When you have like a older sibling that's really good at a sport and everyone knows your last name by them, and like they're like, oh, they expect, it's almost putting pressure on you. And I just, okay, well, I wasn't bad, but like I didn't try that hard.
Okay, yeah, fair. Yeah. I know, but I always like, get madder. I'm like, try harder. I know. What are you doing?
Yeah, but like, I don't know.
I was so hard on her because I wanted her to like do better. Like you always want that person to do better because you know that they can, not because they're not doing good enough. That is what is hard. And like, I never wanted to put too much
potential that I didn't see.
Yeah. Like for instance, like we mirrored on a lot of things. Like I dated like a few not great apples. I've probably talked about them. And then seeing Taylor start to date a bad apple, like, ooh, shit. I was like, I'm protective as hell. And I'm like, you're going to dump him. Like, get away from him. Like, I was pissed. And I was so hard on her. And it was almost like I was forcing you to do stuff because I wanted you out.
Yeah. And it took me so long of you telling me. And I knew, too. For a while, I didn't know. So I had a really bad high school ex. And it followed into college a little bit. And that affected my whole transfer experience. But honestly, like I knew like what you had been through, and that was always in the back of my mind, but I never thought it would be me. So I just wasn't like aware of that. And
it's almost like reliving it when you have a sibling going through it. Yeah,
but
though.
Then I finally, it clicked, and I was like, oh, this person is like constantly like harassing me with text messages and FaceTimes and calls and all that. There's like so much, and I don't even know if I want to go into it because it's not even worth it.
No, don't.
But I'm just going to say like when I went to Iowa State my first semester of freshman year.
Yep.
Then I transferred to the U, and I immediately, like I applied to transfer even before the summer going into my freshman year. So I already knew at Iowa State, like I had fun. I had my high school guy friends, like good time, but I knew I wasn't going to stay there for 4 years in Iowa.
Oh God.
But
I was like, oh, Tay.
I know mom was sad.
Only because I know she's a city girl. That was the only reason why.
Yeah. And
but
I
like, what was the reason you left?
It Iowa was, State? So I'm definitely homebody for sure that, and I saw more potential for myself at the University of Minnesota, and like there's more opportunities for me in my major of Stratcom and like in the journalism school. And I just felt like that was where I'm supposed to be. And I just had a little later start to that. And I knew always that I'd end up there.
Yeah.
And just at first the toxic ex, and like, I transferred right before COVID happened. It was like, I was there for like a month and a half.
Yeah, you got dead of January, screwed.
not even by the freshman dorms. I was in like the radius, which
is where I live campus, too.
It's far back. Like that's far. And it was so hard, but I kept on like, I was like, okay, I can do this. And just, it was really hard. I would say, like, I don't know. I don't even know what to say. I just think that a lot of people, when they're looking at it from the outside, and some high school people knew, but my ex like affected it very negatively, and people thought, oh, we were just like friendly exes, but it was really more than that. And then once I learned to set boundaries and focus solely on myself and not think about people's preconceived ideas of, oh, they broke up, like she's transferring, like, no, it doesn't fucking matter. And I literally just focused on being genuine and myself, and that's when I joined Kappa. Like I made best friends. Like I have some of the best friends right now.
Yeah,
and like
you
I'm
do.
Living with them next year. Like Allie Jarve, I love you.
Hulk,
like
literally shout out.
Lizzie, all of them. Like those are my best friends. And I needed them in that moment of like when I was going through all that.
Yeah. I'm so proud of you for doing that too. And like finding yourself, you feel like she's like finally finding herself and like who she is as an adult. You know, you find yourself in different like parts of your life. I felt so bad though, because I was so hard on you with the transfer because I had done it myself and I had a guy related to it too. And I just was like, it's going to be hard. It's not easy. Like you're going to feel out of place. Like I was just like giving her the harsh realities and probably scaring her a little bit, but like who else is going to tell you that? Like if I know it firsthand, who it wasn't supposed to come off so intensely, but it did because I knew the truth.
And
I did
honestly, it did. Not to make you feel bad, but it did make me too hard. Sorry. It did make me super hard on myself. And I'm already kind of, I'm trying to be positive, but I'm a negative. Like I have those faults. in the back of my head. And I was so hard on myself transferring that it almost, I was setting myself up for failure because I was like thinking of how hard it's going to be. And I was like, oh shit. Like, and then that would make me sad, but like it did help me in a way to push right. me. But I just like, once I decided I can control my own like emotions and like reactions to things, and I can be myself to people and make friends with genuine friendships,
yeah,
then that made it all better.
Yeah, and you kicked ass, and yeah. now you're a part of like a million things, like I am, like you're coming,
and now I
ADD.
Feel like I finally, I literally love the school, is like I have so many good friends that I literally love, and I couldn't imagine myself anywhere else. Like, it's the best.
Well, you made it your own too. Yeah. Like, I went there too, but that doesn't matter. Nobody cares. No. Nobody knows that anyway. So it's like, yeah, I'm freaking proud of you though. You are. You're on a rock star, and she's filtered through friends too. Like, seeing your sister like around mean girls, that is something. Oh, siblings, you know what I'm talking about. Like, especially older siblings. Like,
yeah.
If someone's mean to your younger sibling, holy shyster.
That is.
You want to die? I'm not kidding
and
you.
And that happened.
I'm psycho. Like,
high school. Like, I bet everyone can relate to that.
Yeah.
Always the fucking cliquey groups in high school, but college, definitely like people's preconceived notions of like someone who's an ex, like that really like helped that. I mean, not help, that really like negatively affected me and like made my fucking confidence so low. And then I just realized, just getting through that, I was like, okay, I just need to be myself here and get through it. Like, it's transferring. It's not going to be easy, but it's going to be comforting one day, and like, I'm going to be used to it.
And it's for you.
Yeah. It's not for anyone else. It's for me. That's what you need to remember. Like, you do things for you and not what anyone else says.
Yep. I have to say though, one time, because we were talking about your ex, I saw him out in Minneapolis when I had been drinking a little bit after a game day, and I was running around downtown, and he was not very nice to Taylor. And
what's a surprise?
Yeah, I cornered him a little bit walking down the street, and he was definitely with a bunch of friends. And then all of a sudden I was talking to him, and I like kind of like was a little bit browning in and out, I'm not gonna lie. And I was like, you don't talk to my sister the way you do. Like, if you do again, I swear to God. I wasn't threatening him, I'm not saying I was, but I definitely was having a stern conversation with him about being nice or else, because nobody fucks with your sister. Nobody fucks with your siblings. No, you. If they're weak and they're beat down and they can't stand up for themselves, like, somebody's got to. That's all I have to say.
Yeah.
Like, especially if it's in the right place at the right time. Don't ever be mean to anybody. Don't ever hurt anybody physically, or emotionally in any of those ways. But I'm telling you right now, absolutely not. I was, oof.
And I think the good thing is with us, and what I learned from you, is even though you, like, you can be so hurt by that person, the best thing you can do for yourself is forgive them. Like, I have no hard feelings towards this person or like friends that I've drifted from, and it's just because you have to focus on yourself and realize what you deserve for like relationships and setting up boundaries. And I kind of saw that with you and your exes, so I was like, okay, enough is enough. I don't want this to affect my whole experience. I'm just gonna do me. And
hell yeah,
do me.
You
ew.
God, we're fucking annoying.
Yeah, I know.
I bet people are like, ew, what the hell.
You're fucking listening, it's like, oh, what the hell.
I'm trying to think of, I had like one more thing I was going to talk about. Oh, well, seeing your sibling drink for the first time, like, or like be hungover, and they're like, no, mom, I had stomach flu. Or
okay.
Like, no, mom,
you know what that reminds
hurts.
Me of?
And I'm like,
do you know what that reminds me of?
You're kidding.
When
what?
You, I was just started, well, I don't know if I just started drinking, but it was like the first time us really drinking together. We went to SIGEP.
Oh,
it was
no.
The, what was it called? What's that festival or not festival?
Sound
Spring
set,
Jam.
Spring Jam. Spring Jam.
Sound Set.
Sorry.
I sound wish. Set. Spring Jam.
Campus.
And I got a little too drunk.
She got Liddy.
Liddy titty. No. And we were on the elevated surface, and I was I was a senior in high school, so I thought I was the shit.
Don't
and I
tell
remember,
people that. I let her. Oh,
I remember
God.
I was up on the top of the elevated surface, and I was like with your friends too, and you, and I was like,
she
and
thought she
I
was so
literally
sick.
Fucking ate shit, fell flat on the ground, and you're one of your friends. She helped me up. And I just remember, like, that was the first time of us actually drinking together. It was hilarious.
Oh, my God. I felt, it was so cringy to see that. But then you're like, whoa, wait a minute. This is, like, my friend, but also, like, not.
But also, get your shit together. What are
also,
you doing?
Also, I was like, what the hell? But I had been there, like, and that's, I think, why I was so hard on you with drinking, too. I
yeah.
felt that. I was so, you get so hard on them, but, like, you want to be there for them. You want to be their friend, but you also have to be, like
yeah,
our parents
everyone
aren't
has
that strict. So
embarrassing
I'm like,
moments. But it was nice having you actually looking back, like, to be like, okay, do you want to be known as the one that blacks out all the time? Like,
oh, yeah,
do you want to
say that?
Yeah. But I needed that.
Like, sometimes you just have to say it. Yeah. And you're like, you're the worst older sister. Or the one time, oh my God, Taylor almost killed me. You want to know why? She told me I was the worst sister ever because I wouldn't buy her a e-cig when she was in high school. Yes, you did. And I was like, I'm not buying you one of those ugly big things. Are you kidding me? I'm like, you want bubble lungs? Are you kidding? And you were like, you're the worst sister. All my friend siblings are buying them ones. Like,
actually,
like literally you're the worst.
I do remember, I because like, there's always that plug older sibling, and Sydney would never be that for me. And I was like, are you kidding me? Like, come on.
I know, but no.
Yeah.
That's because I freaking was experiencing bubble lung from e-cigging or something. I don't know. No, not actually. But I was like, I'm not letting my sister like hurt herself. Like,
it was only you knowing that consciously. You were looking out for me, but at the time I thought it was annoying.
I know.
But well, now, yeah, doesn't matter.
Lord have mercy. I was like, I'm not letting this happen. I was like, I was so adamant about that. Okay, real quick, got to say a few things, like, you know, about Bud Light Seltzers. Bud Light Seltzers launched limited edition retro tie-dye variety pack. You probably knew this already because we've been freaking raving about it.
The best seltzer ever.
I was going to say, tell me about when your friends and you were up at the cabin.
Oh, yeah.
What
so
they
I just went
it.
To a cabin for the 4th and we stopped in the middle of nowhere and me and my friend, and we came to a random like liquor store, and I was like, I want the tie-dye Bud Light seltzers. Like, that's hell the yeah. only thing I want. I got them. There was only like 2 left, and they're like, oh yeah, those are going by fast. And I was like, oh yeah, I know. Like, my sister's sponsored by them. But no, but I like just love them. And it's honestly, okay, first of all, blue raspberry. Yes.
Yes.
Best flavor.
Yes, queen. That's my favorite.
And it tastes like both. I don't like seltzers, and neither do you, because we don't really like carbonation, mm-hmm. but it is not even overhyped. It's actually that good. And I also like beer better than like White Claws. So like,
yeah,
it's best of both worlds. And it's just really good.
Yeah. And reminder, we're doing that boat episode. So it's going to be insane. We're going to throw them out to you. Like, it's going to be hype. We'll give retro seltzers to everybody that's on the lake that we can find. Okay. So reminder, Boachella. Get out there. And Boachella is coming up as well. Wear orange if you're a Candid crew.
Yeah.
Get it on. Get ready, because it's literally like a few weekends away. So let's get fucking hyped about it. Side note, other flavors are cherry limeade and blue raspberry, and then summer ice. They're all good. Just try them. Like,
I would say
now's the time. When are you going to sip on a Bud Light seltzer like that? It's retro pack in the winter. You can't, because they're limited edition. So do it now or don't do it.
I didn't even know that.
Mm-hmm.
It's only
and they're at Total Wine
time.
Now. Yeah, they're Total Wine now.
Oh, okay.
Not sweet. 5% alcohol. You guys both are available online only for a limited time this summer. So hurry. You can get them delivered right to your door at budlight.com/delivery or pick it up at your local neighborhood grocery store, convenience store, or liquor store. Okay. So go do it.
I'm trying to cross mine.
Oh, you're trying to cross your leg? I'm like, what are you doing? What are you doing? We probably should talk about a little bit of our straight candid moments.
Oh, yes.
Because you have a fucking funny straight candid moment, don't you?
Yeah.
Do you remember? You have two.
Yeah, I have two.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say.
I remember when you asked me, you're like, just think of a straight candid moment. I was like, okay, well, I don't know if we don't really get embarrassed easily because we're weirdos and we think it's funny.
That's probably because our dad.
Yeah. Like, thought hard of like, when was I really embarrassed? I couldn't remember and I couldn't think of anything, but I have two that are the most clown moments. But
before
the
you
first
say them,
one.
No, before you say them, I have to say this. Straight Candid Stories are presented by Bud Light Seltzer. Every week you guys write in and tell us your crazy stories that we need to be shared. We reminisce on these crazy candid stories from the past, just as Bud Light Seltzer will have you reminiscing on their new tie-dye variety pack and nostalgic flavors available now for a limited time. So here we are sharing your experiences to make mistakes more laughable, moments more relatable, and candidness more common. Okay. Enter Taylor's funny story.
Okay, so which one should I start with?
Do the neighbor one, okay, and then yeah. Do the other one, because
so,
these are fucking hilarious. I know
first
these.
One, and this is like the most embarrassing thing that's probably ever happened to me. I was going to throw out the trash. This is so random too. I was going to go throw out the trash right before I was going to take a shower. So I was fully naked, which we in our house of only girls, it's normal for us to all like walk around naked. Like,
it's not a big deal, to
people,
be honest.
Like, are very weird. Like, we don't really care. So I was just going to the door of the actual door to the garage. And I didn't know, mom likes to leave that open because she thinks that if you push the button too much that it's going to stop working, which is not even true.
Makes no sense. But
so she hates when we constantly push the button. I open the door and I look straight ahead, and my fucking neighbor, a dad, was standing at the edge of the driveway staring at me. taking out his trash, and I'm fully naked with a bag of trash with me, and I literally ducked down and I closed the door and I was like, oh my God, did that just happen? Like, what the hell? And I didn't know whether to laugh or cry, but I just was like, are you kidding me? Like, what?
You made like eye contact.
I literally made horrifying. Eye contact. And mom's like, well, maybe he didn't see you. And I was like, yeah, he did, mom. He was standing, staring at me at the edge of his driveway. Literally,
oh, so
I
was
butt ass naked.
I forgot that he was like,
he was
close.
Not in his garage. He was in the end of his driveway because he was putting out his trash.
And our houses are like side, like face to face to each other.
Yeah.
Oh,
and
Jesus
in a little pod. Christ. So yeah, that was horrible.
Ooh, okay.
That was really awkward to see him for the first time walking Stella. I was like,
hey, you go, hi, neighbor. And he thinks that you're me and I'm you.
Yeah.
So he probably thinks
well,
every time
matter.
He sees me, it's like the naked girl
yeah.
too.
The second Lord, one was, me. This one was in school, the end of the school year. So I'm in and we had like a meeting one night. I don't remember like the full details. And I texted my friend in the sorority to smoke after the meeting. And I didn't realize, I looked after I sent the text. I was like, wait a minute. Immediately I look and it's my fucking friend's mom that I texted that has the same first name as the friend, no correlation to each other. And I literally was like, I was like, are you kidding me? Like, what have I done? I look stupid. So you can't go
That's
back from
so
that.
Savage.
There's no way to cover that up. So I was like, oops, sorry, wrong person. And then that was it. It was just the most
awkward,
worst thing I could ever
that
done.
That makes me want to pee my pants. Like, yeah. I feel like I'm going to pee my pants. I'm so awkward.
Yeah.
Taylor, your moments.
I know.
Can't.
And it's like I was also to
I'm
say
proud,
I did. Geez. I was a little hungover. So when you have the hungover brain fog, everything's confusing though. I wasn't thinking. I just texted her. It was so funny though. Now I laugh at it with
you have
the
to laugh because it's so uncomfortable.
Friends about it because they think and it's so funny because they're like, that's the most Taylor thing to do.
It is totally the Taylor thing.
Yeah.
You know how I was talking about how we are like similar and people think that you're you and or you're me and I'm you. Everyone thinks Taylor is older than me and it drives me
insane.
That
is
insane.
The funniest thing.
Yeah. Insane. I'm like, no, she's
the
not.
The first time
dude.
We were touring apartments and you were going to college and I was in
so
middle school.
No, you weren't.
Yes,
high
I
school.
Was. Oh, yes. Sorry. I was.
I
was in
all
high
these
school
stories.
And you were a freshman, though. So you still looked baby premature.
Watch it.
And I remember Mister. The guy that we were showing he was showing the apartment to us. He was like, oh, so what are you in high school to you? And you were like, what?
I go,
like,
I'm touring this apartment.
This place, the tour was for you. And I was
so pissed.
You were so mad.
And then we saw like 2 days later, we saw my dad's friends. We were also, mind you, we're the same height.
Yeah.
Same weight, same literally yeah. look the same, whatever. If so, fine. I'm not pissed. And we saw my dad's friends walking down the street and they were eating some dinner or whatever. And they were like, they look at me and they go, how's high school? And she goes, how's Chan? And I'm like, I'm in college, actually. I'm a junior in college. I was so pissed. And I was so mad and Taylor was laughing. She's like, oh my God, they always think I'm older.
I know.
I'm like, oh, isn't that funny?
I liked
Idiot.
It.
And I want to whack her in the fucking forehead. Anywho, Tay, you have a piece of advice that you wanted to share, right?
Yeah.
There's something that you wanted to share as some takeaway to the audience and to everybody because you get to say it.
So my piece of
What's
advice.
What's that going off?
That's a little alarm.
What's the alarm for?
It's my medication.
Oopsie.
Okay. My advice to anyone that I learned, I think when I transferred and going through that all and like just really relying on myself and being my own person is that your friends and the people you surround yourself with are a reflection of who you are as well as a person. If they don't uplift you or a positive impact on your life and well-being, what are you doing? And I feel like a lot of people in college like just want to have the most friends. They want to just be friends with everyone, which is great. But when it comes down to like, you need to choose people that are actually good friends to you and who want to see you do good and uplift you and they are there for you. And I think I learned that throughout that whole process. And now I take pride in my friendships and I care a lot about them.
I'm so proud of you for that because she's shown so much self-growth in the last years, especially and in college, and seeing you grow in college has been amazing. Sorry, kind of a tickle in my throat today.
Tickle, tickle.
We do that to each other
oh, no.
too. That's
Why
another
do we do
thing,
that?
But I'm not even going to tell that story. We'll tell Kay. Later. But really though, with Tay, like in your friends, you started to filter your friends and you didn't care about being cool anymore. Like, I know that sounds really stupid. I think I've talked about it way long ago in an episode, but like, if you're feeling down in the dumps and you feel like you are not really around your crew and you're in college and you're like, I'm supposed to be having the time of my life. Like, I'm supposed to love these people. They're supposed to be my like sisters or best guy friends. And like, you're not clicking with them, or you feel like empty and there's no one there in the morning when you wake up hungover. Like, you got to choose your crew.
Exactly.
Because the people around you are a reflection of who you are. And the people around you should be people that you want to lean on and are there not only when you're drunk. Like, sure, you can have people
exactly,
that you go
drink
so with.
That's so easy to make drunk friends. But it's the people who are there for you when you look like shit and you're wearing the most random outfit and you're crusty and you want McDonald's and your best friend wants to go and do a car drive. And like when you're fucking hungover.
Oh my God. I told that straight candid story the other day about when you went to McDonald's and you were ordering for me. And I was like, Taylor.
And I got a little confused. But
I'm so drunk or so hungover. I mean, and Taylor was like at the cashier. And she's like, I'm going to get the, can I get a hash brown? And you were just turd brain. Little fogger.
I know.
Foggy. Finally, really quick before we wrap up, I was going to answer like two questions with Tay from our own perspectives. Or actually, let's just pick one. Is there one that you really, really want to answer down there that you feel like we haven't talked about? These are things that people sent in on Instagram. Keep sending these in. Keep asking us questions because we're always willing to answer those. I'll give a sneak peek after this episode too of who's coming on next and what it's looking like so that you have like an idea of who to ask questions to. So
I kind of like this question, then we can both
okay.
like say it. So how to practice self-improvement without looking for external praising?
Ooh,
that's
man.
A really good question.
That's
because
a
I feel
loaded
like that's
one.
What a lot of people struggle with, especially with social media.
I was going to say social media and seeing your like sibling grow up with social media even more prevalent in their life than it is in yours is really hard. And honestly, how to practice self-improvement? Doing things alone, honestly, is like something that I think will really improve who you are as a person, and doing things and not caring who's looking. And that means like not caring about sharing the moment with anybody but your own self or maybe with your family, and reprioritizing like what's important. Is that party important, or is it really like seeing your family who you really like miss and you want to be with tonight, but you want to go to a party? Like, practice like reprioritizing what your life should look like and who you want to be. Do you want to be like the drunk person that's always like at the parties no matter what? Or are you able to miss a few and go see your family because your sister needs you? Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What do you think?
I don't know. I feel like it's all about just understanding what's important to you. And even though it's hard in college and like there's so many things happening, you just have to get through it. And I don't know. Just know that no one can have a bad opinion or like can have an opinion about what you're doing. It's only yourself. Like you are in control of it and you just got to keep going. And I don't know.
Relationships shouldn't consume you in college either. Like, find out who you are on your own, you know, like I hope to God your relationship works out with your significant other, especially in college, but it's a hard time. You learn a lot about each other and you sometimes have to go through the hard to see the good. I always say that the ups are not as good if the downs are not as bad. So.
And just literally focus on your future and what you're there for a reason, and you wanted your like focus on your passions, what makes you happy, and don't like block out the outside noise because it doesn't matter in the end. It will not matter. It's only, and this is so stupid but like cliche, but you are the only person you can count on, and we're lucky that we can have each other.
Yeah,
which is really I could cry.
I could, because
also you are the like no matter like anything, like you are, I would do anything for you, and I'm like, you're always your number one hype man. And I like want the best for you. And it's more than that though. Cause I feel like if I didn't have anyone, like no offense, mom and dad, like you're my like person. Like, and it's like, whatever you say to me is like the most, I listen to what you say and take it to heart.
Same with me though too. Yeah. I'm freaking proud of her. Like, look how she speaks. She's the best speaker. She teaches me how to be more open with my emotions too, because I'm not as good at it and I'm not as good as expressing how I feel. But she teaches me how to be a better person. Look to your siblings, because there's a lot of lessons there. And I'm freaking proud of her, and I'm proud of who she's grown into and who you're growing into. Here's to LA.
Yes.
Because we're going to live together and we're going to move out
there. Once I graduate.
Yeah. And don't worry, we'll be living on the beach, not in downtown LA, you crazy cats. Don't
who
even think about
downtown
that.
Who likes downtown LA?
Spooky.
First of all, no.
No, I don't want to show my booty and go work.
No,
you know,
we want
crazy.
Laguna Beach.
Laguna Beach, baby. Ocean. You guys, Thank you for listening. Tay is my sister. She's my biggest hype man. I love her to death. And I think that you can learn a lot from hearing about a bond of a relationship and hearing a lot about divorce. And feel free to ask us questions. Like, if you have something you want to ask or know about a divorce, or you're going through a divorce, or you think it's coming, tell us, ask us. I'm open to it. Taylor, I know, is too. We're very open. Oh, we'll be real with you. Follow us at Straight Candid Podcast. We are always on there on Instagram, and go give us a like, rate, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts as well as YouTube. Subscribe to us, please, because we're growing our following and we're getting bigger, and we get more access to things as we get bigger. So it's really, really important.
I just want to say,
I was going to shout
thank
you out
for having me on here. Like, I love it and I'm so excited. And I also just want to say, I like cannot wait to see where this takes off, and I know that it will. Like, it's scary. I get like anxious because I know it's going to be big, but it's like, it's coming, and it's so fun to watch, and I'm so proud of you.
Oh, thank you, Taylor. You're the best. Thanks for coming on. Thanks for being honest with me. You guys, tune in next week. Love ya, and I'll see you soon.
Bye. Bye. Great
job.
Hey, oh, listen what I say.
I could listen to you guys give prank stories for another hour.
Really?
You have so many prank stories.
Oh my god, we just exposed.
We exposed our family.
What the hell?
Hey!